Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Will.
And we are having we're having a good old time. We've been doing a lot of research since last week, Will. Right after we got done doing the actual show, we kind of find out that, you know, the PlayStation 4 has been announced. Mm-hmm. It's not been released, but it's been announced. And the biggest thing about that, I think, is the fact that we're finally moving in a good way towards a new high definition generation of gaming. I mean, we have the Wii U, and we've looked at a couple of videos about the Wii U, and it's not under impressive.
It's really cool, but at the same time, it's kind of like,
Maybe we're getting to that age, you know. Maybe we're getting to that age.
It was almost like a leveling off, almost type thing. Like, it wasn't like a hey, here's the next jump. It was almost like a hey, let's up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I like the idea that they've packaged a Game Gear with it. I like the idea that they have a Sega Game Gear for the controller, mm-hmm. and I do like the fact that the old Wii controllers are still applicable in the new mm-hmm. in the new system. Yeah, and I actually have a buddy who has a Wii U, and I'll see if he can either bring it up here or we can go over to his house and we'll check it out in reality. Yeah. But no, so the problem with the problem for a while was, all right, we had the Wii. The Wii was the last new console, but the Wii wasn't even HD. It was old graphics. It was and it worked. You know, I'm playing Skyward Sword. I originally last time I said I'll play all the Zeldas. I'm a good bit into Skyward Sword right now, and I got to say, you know what, I do like it. I do actually like the way that they're doing it.
Sweet.
But the graphics are not HD, and that is a little annoying.
Yeah.
But for, you know. For, I guess the PlayStation 3 came out in 2006.
A long time ago.
2006, I think.
Yeah.
And then the Xbox came out before that, I think.
Yeah.
And it's gone through, they've gone through a couple different renditions.
But it's been a very long time. Like, it got to the point where I was almost wondering. I was
like 8 years almost.
Yeah, like, I was like, okay, are they going to come out with something new? Like,
are they giving up on consoles?
Yeah, like, it almost seemed like, okay, I guess they're just going to keep coming out with new games, and the graphics are never going to get better or anything. I mean, if just something is a good game, I guess it doesn't really matter.
You look at an original, like a launch title for PS3. Like, I think Heavenly Sword, I think that was a launch title. Heavenly Sword looks pretty good. But you can definitely tell, like, all right, that was back then. Now, you know, you see the I'm trying to think of like a game that warrants
Battlefield 3,
or even the Crisis 3 that came out.
Grand Theft Auto 4 had pretty good graphics too.
Yeah, and Grand Theft Auto 5, that's going to still be on PS3.
Wait,
God of War Ascension. No. I'm saying that these are coming out, and they're going to be on. They're going to be on PlayStation 3. But PlayStation 4 is what we're talking about now. We've got the new. You know, when you talk about hardcore gaming, you think Xbox, and you think PS3, and you never really say Wii. But the Wii does have some pretty cool games. And the Wii U, now that it's HD, it's got a little more capabilities. Yeah. But
the Wii feels really nice too. Have you ever like played with the controller, like the actual Wii U, like the screen?
I have not actually held the controller yet.
Whoa, this is a well-made controller. It's very like ergonomic.
That's good. It has to stand. You know, I've dropped a few Wii controllers, and even though you know the first thing they say is like put your wrist strap on. I never do that, and I drop it all the time, or I throw the nunchuck on one side.
There's so many videos on YouTube of somebody playing when they're like drunk or something like that.
Yeah, and they break their 50-inch TV.
Yeah.
So the PlayStation 4 was mentioned. We didn't actually see it, but we did get a look at the controller,
mm-hmm.
and the controller is called the DualShock 4.
It looks crazy.
It's got. I'm just gonna read off some specs, Will, if you don't mind. I'm gonna go ahead and it looks like the original DualShock controller, the DualShock 3, except that they've ditched the select and the start buttons. They now have a share and an options button.
It has a touch screen.
And it has a touch screen. Well, a touch pad. I don't think it's a screen because
it doesn't have a screen
behind it. But
touch pad.
And it's got a built-in light bar for move support.
Yeah.
Now the PlayStation 4 is going to have, and they kind of showed it off. It looks like a Kinect, but it really is just the next version of the PlayStation Eye.
Yeah.
The Move Eye or whatever.
Yeah. Like there's so many names, anyways.
The cool thing about this is very much like our eyes. We have two of them. It has two cameras, much like the Kinect. It can tell depth based off of those two cameras.
Huh.
The existing PlayStation Eye, the Moves, it only has one, so it can only see a two-dimensional plane.
They were able to do that sculpting thing that we were looking at.
Right. So what he's talking about is we were watching the PlayStation meeting earlier, the 2013 PlayStation meeting, and it's got a demo for Media Molecule, the great minds behind Little Big Planet and Little Big Planet Karting.
I was guessing that had to be those guys because they were like really, really, really artsy and everything looked.
Yeah, they're pretty artsy.
Little Big Planet E.
It's they're all about dreams and dreams are great. But but they showed a really cool tech demo where they were able to sculpt these, you know, an infinite number of three-dimensional objects.
So many of them.
And then put these objects in a game where they were able to actually control them with the Move controller. So that's really cool. It's got a lot of stuff. The big thing behind the PlayStation 4, we got some hardware specs that we're going to talk about in a second, but the big thing, they changed the user interface, and they're doing a lot with PS Vita integration, and they're doing iOS and Android devices as second controllers, maybe, and you can download, you don't have to boot the games, you can play download as you play, so that's cool. Yeah. They're definitely making it more cloud-based. Mm-hmm. But they're also bringing a lot of social media attachment to that.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So Facebook,
well.
A lot of Facebook, you know, it's cool that whenever you do something, it posts your trophies to Facebook. It does it now in some games. Yeah. It's now moving from the games, not that the games can't control it anymore, but it's moving from the games to the console.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see a lot more Facebook feeds that you're going to want to block. I imagine, you know.
Well, one thing that's cool about it that they're including is they're including their own HD recording, like game recording thing in it.
Right, they're kind of like including fraps.
Which is like what the share button is on there. Like you can share stuff you've done and you can like, hey, I'm going to record this real quick. Like you can record hours of you trying to get headshots or something like that and then make your own video or something like that, which I think is pretty cool that they're including that in there. So it's literally becoming like a play do whatever you want station, basically.
We're going to run through some of these hardware specs, and we're going to kind of tell you the differences. So it's got a single chip processor. It's custom. It's using the AMD Jaguar. It's got 8 cores. So it's a dual quad core, or just an... Well, it's not dual. It's only one, but it's 8. It's got a GPU that's AMD Radeon-based. So they're going with... They're definitely going with AMD. They're not doing Intel. They're not doing NVIDIA or anything.
Like
and they're
AMD.
Not doing what they did previously with a Cell architecture, the cell processors.
Cell architecture.
Yeah, they had like 8, like the PlayStation 3 has 8 processors in it. 7 of which are typically done, like used to manage math and physics and graphics and everything. Huh. And then one's kind of going to tell it what to do. So one kind of ringleads everything together and controls them. And then 7 of them do the work.
Yeah.
I think the PlayStation 3 has like 512 mega RAM of regular RAM, like DDR2 RAM.
Yeah.
This has, the PlayStation 4 has GDDR5, 8 gigs. It's got 16. 16 times the amount of RAM.
So
this
much.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's still going with a built-in hard drive,
which is cool.
That's cool to have a built-in hard drive. I don't know if it's going to be solid or not. I imagine it's still going to be SATA.
I wonder if they're going to have like a download profile thing like the Xbox has on the new thing. Because I remember, I can imagine with a built-in hard drive, you kind of need something like that because like
to transfer your stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, like on the Xbox, you're like, hey, let me download my profile, and it downloads like all your everything like really fast.
So here's the PlayStation Network still going to exist. It's going to be the primary focus.
Yeah.
Like everything's networked now.
Yeah.
But it is not backwards compatible. That's kind of one of the defeats.
That's the
of,
thing I've seen that so many people are complaining about because it's like, okay, why?
You have a library of games that you'd want to bring with you, I would think.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think of is, and it's kind of what they're doing with the PlayStation 3 now that they've taken out, or since they've taken out PlayStation 2 hardware backwards compatibility,
mm-hmm.
they're releasing games like Red Faction and Red Faction 2, which are PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah.
Or Jack and Daxter, which are PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah, dude, those games are awesome.
They're releasing them on the PlayStation Network. And either they're doing HD remake...
Cool.
But you still have to buy them again. And the problem
that's
that I
lame.
Have is that if I spent, like, say I spent $50 or a girlfriend spent $50 on God of War, you know, 5-game bundle, I shouldn't have to spend another 30 games, let's just say, it's discounted because now we're at a different generation of console.
Yeah.
I still shouldn't have to spend $30 to get a game I already own.
Yeah, that's really dumb.
But at the same time, no one complained when the Super Nintendo couldn't play regular Nintendo games. So
that was a long time ago.
But think about it. No one complained when the N64 couldn't play that. Mm-hmm. No one complained when the Wii, you know, or I guess when the N64 couldn't play Super Nintendo games. So it's okay in a way. We've gotten really, I guess, spoiled by our
attached
game consoles
to our archaic games.
Yeah. I have one of the PS3s that plays PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and PS3.
Same here, yeah.
The cool thing about, and I still have a PS2, a fat PS2, that will work. If I need to play a game, if I feel that itch, I will be able to play my games, but I do like the all-in-one.
Yeah.
I understand that from what they're saying, from what the whispers are about, it's going to come out for cheaper than what the PlayStation 3 debuted at. And the PlayStation 3 debuted at $599.
coming out for cheaper than that.
Yeah, so it says it's going to be cheaper. Whew. And with, like, let's finish off these hardware specs. It's going to have a built-in hard drive. It's still going to have a Blu-ray drive and a DVD drive.
Yeah.
It's going to have USB 3.
Yeah.
And it's going to have auxiliary for I.O. I'm not really sure what that means. It may be some default port that, like, the PlayStation Eye could use.
Yeah.
Or so, kind of like how the Kinect
like
uses it.
Some type of headphone plug-in or something, like a speaker plug-in maybe.
Oh, yeah, it could be something like that.
Yeah.
For communication, it's got gigabit Ethernet. It's got wireless BGN. It's got Bluetooth 2, not Bluetooth 4. That's really not a big deal, but it seems like I like Bluetooth. That's how it communicates. The controllers use Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I've been understanding that Bluetooth 4 is a low energy consumption, and that was better for certain things. I don't know. I don't know if it would be better for the controllers.
Yeah.
But and then of course it's got HDMI, digital optical output, and then it still has analog AV. Like it's had that since. I don't understand that. It's had that since the PlayStation
first?
1,
yeah.
And I don't understand. Like no one should be playing a next generation console.
I think the reason they have to have those though is because of the fact that you know there's always those kids that like. Their grandparents have one at, like have the new awesome system at their house, but then they have the TV that has no.
Then they should have an HDMI to RCA, an HDMI to AV. You don't put. Look, I no. Okay, hold on.
About to go off on a rant here.
I have had this problem. It's okay for the Wii to not have HDMI coming out of it
because of the fact that it's.
It's not
yeah,
HD.
It's not really.
Right.
Yeah.
But for the PlayStation 2, okay, fine. For the PlayStation 3, it's got HDMI, so why don't you just use HDMI?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you have to...
And then with the PlayStation 4, the graphics were, like...
Yeah.
I can't imagine using an AV port
honestly,
with those graphics.
If I was a game developer, I would be like... I would have that one guy in the back of the shop that I'm sure would say, like... Why are we even going to develop a game that scales down to that? Like, what you know, and the game doesn't do it. The processor on the motherboard on the console does it. But it's just it's annoying that they would even have
yeah.
that. The GPU is at 1.8 for teraflops. That's a lot of power. Let's just say this: you could probably make a rig. You could build because we were talking about PS4 versus PC.
That is ridiculous.
And you know, if you're going to be one of the elite computing race, that's fine. It's not. This isn't for the elite computer race. It's not trying to compete so much as I think it's trying to just upgrade what's already out there.
Yeah.
You know, you could. You're always going to be fighting a losing battle whenever you build a PC because you're going to have to spend a ton of money
mm-hmm.
to get the up-to-date system, and
mm-hmm.
next month it's going to be out of date.
That's the thing I've always disliked about computers. Like, I have my own built computer and everything, but it's like, basically, if you need a computer, you buy it when you need to buy it. Or, like, you buy it that day if you need it. You don't wait another day because the next day there's going to be something else that's better and cheaper.
Yeah,
and it's like,
it's...
The technology, how fast everything comes out is just crazy when...
You have to. Well, I mean, you have to kind of understand that that's their job. Their job is to.
Their job is to be. They're awesome at their job with coming out of the new technology because, like, right now, if I was to go look and try to buy my computer again, it'd be like $400 cheaper than whenever I bought all the parts for it originally, and I only bought it like a year or two ago.
Yeah, it's.
And
you have to stay on top of blogs. You have to stay on top of all of this information.
Yeah.
To try and make sure you have the latest and greatest if that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and consoles, they're all supposed to be out there for.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play a game, you buy the game. You don't have any problems about running the game.
Yeah.
You're going to run the game. That's why.
That's one thing that's always been really convenient about consoles is because you don't have to look in the back and be like, minimum requirements. Okay, cool.
Except
my computer beats. It, and
you needed the Rumble Pack, or you needed the extra memory pack.
Yeah.
You needed that extra edition.
Yeah.
So some facts for you: back in 1999, game 3D models had like 350 polygons. Polygons are what they make those models out of.
Yeah, like the characters that they look like and stuff.
You want to take a guess in 2005? How many we had? 350 starting in 1999. 6 years later,
probably a lot more. Like
we more than doubled it. We had 1500.
Okay.
In 2005. So that was 6 years. In today, you know, now
ridiculous.
Today we have over 30,000 polygons.
Oh my goodness.
In games this year. It is going to blow that number out of the water.
That is ridiculous.
For the next gen. And the cool thing that I want to see is is the fact that now, since they have Blu-ray on the PlayStation 3,
yeah.
they're going to take Blu-ray to the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
We've got new standards in Blu-ray. So it used to be 20 gigs
yeah.
to 50 gigs. That
yeah.
was how much you can fit. And that's a ton of space, especially compressed textures and everything
yeah.
you expanded on the fly. you can now store 100 gigs on a Blu-ray disc.
Really?
On a four-layer or quad-layer Blu-ray disc.
I did not know that.
You can spend 100, put 100 gigs worth of stuff on on the Blu-ray disc. Now, it's going to be slow reading it back.
I mean,
but if you compromise a little bit, you can make it read faster. So I'm looking forward to them maximizing texture space and making these... Because the problem used to be you have this beautiful-looking game, and it turns out that it's only 2 or 3 hours long, and it turns out to be a tech demo.
It's always depressing.
Or you've got this, you know, a game that's no graphical quality really whatsoever.
And it's 4 years.
Right. It takes forever
and
to...
And it's always kind of like, you have to like kind of trade off for either or. You have to have a long game that's really awesome or a short game that looks really cool.
Right. Now they have the power.
That was the thing with Skyrim, is it's like Oblivion was really long game, really cool, and then like Skyrim was like, cool graphics, awesome, short game.
By the time you realize it, you're over.
Yeah.
It's done. So big announcements though. Bungie, they made some small games like Halo.
Some
itty bitty tiny. You probably didn't even notice some games like Halo. Their new one, Destiny. We talked about it in a previous show.
Huge project.
Destiny is on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Blizzard came out and said that Diablo 3 is coming to PlayStation 4. Not that anyone cared. Not that I cared, at least.
That is kind of cool that they released like another version of it at a later time for PlayStation 4.
They started as console developers. They started doing Vikings, and they did some racing game like Rock'em Sock'em Racing or something.
Yeah,
and they did have StarCraft for the N64. That was a terrible idea, and they've apologized. But Diablo 3 by Blizzard's on there, and Square Enix has said that they're going to do Final Fantasy for PlayStation 4
Sweet.
As well. So at E3 later this year, they're going to announce the actual, then probably show some stuff.
There's so much to look forward to this year in gaming, I feel like.
It really is. I think when we both watched this before the show started, but we watched Watch Dogs again, the intro to Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to that.
That actually looked really cool.
It looks like a modern, almost like a modern Assassin's Creed. Like, it's from Ubisoft. So, the real story real short, real quick. We got a guy, he's in Chicago, and in this kind of future where everyone's connected, everyone's got a phone. See, it's kind of like it's today, but what you do is you play the game by hacking in real time. You hack other players, other NPCs in the world, and you further the storyline that way. And they showed a few things. You can look it up on YouTube if you'd like.
Yeah, it's really cool.
We're going to go ahead and play a song. This is to commemorate the generations and generations of gamers out there like you. This is... the link by Whitey Cracker. Will just had like an epiphany.
Yeah, because I was looking at his name and I was like, what does Whitey Cracker stand for? Because it's spelled like the letter Y, the capital T, Cracker. And then I was like, oh wait,
Whitey Cracker. He's of Caucasian descent. This is Whitey Cracker with the link on Experience Points.
And this is Southeastern Zone 90.9 KSLU. And we are back. I am Will.
And I'm MG.
And this is Experience Points.
On Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM. KSLU!
Indeed.
Earth!
Anyways.
So this past weekend, the Saturday, I believe it was Saturday, we journeyed. We didn't journey. I journeyed. I was a coach for Southeastern's computer sciences coding competition team.
Coding competition.
Yeah. So a programming competition is possibly one of the geekiest things ever, because you need some deodorant. I'm not going to lie. I'm a programmer, but I put deodorant on in the morning. Anyway, we go to Deloitte. We go to Hattiesburg because it's a touchy subject. It's a smelly subject too. But we go to Deloitte, and I was the coach. Not that I did a lot of coaching. I mainly was a photographer. But we go to Deloitte in Hattiesburg. There's nothing in Hattiesburg, by the way.
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there's pine trees. It's a retirement town. It actually has a sign.
Oh, it's one of those towns.
Yeah, it's like, you know, nationally recognized retirement town. And I'm like, it's got like a rundown
it's
bar.
That retirement.
A rundown bar and a pony barn. I mean, it's got nothing in it. But
it's the retirement town.
I have a couple friends there, went there, and we placed. Southeastern actually placed second and third out of,
really?
I think, 17 teams. LSU placed first. But if you look statistically, we had fewer teams than anyone, and we had statistically more place in the top, you know, say five than anyone else. So
That was
pretty good.
That
was
pretty
cool. We enjoyed it, except for the drive and except for the 4 hours of straight programming. But we're gonna go ahead.
Straight programming.
Yeah, I mean, it was nonstop, and it was boring for me it wasn't so boring for me because I got
to
walk around. Yeah, I got to walk around, and I got to go talk to the other coaches.
The kids are sitting there like,
They were good. They were getting so angry because what you do is you program and they'll give you a packet of questions, like packet of like programming assignments.
Yeah.
And you'll have 4 hours to do as many as you can, mm-hmm. submit them and get them right. They'll show you what you're supposed to have as input and what we'll generate as the output,
mm-hmm.
and they'll tell you kind of what's supposed to do. But then they leave the coding up to you and your team. There's three people on a team.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a laptop that is loaded with some version of Linux. And mm-hmm. it's got an IDE of something to program in. And before it gets too boring, I'm just going to say, like, it's really funny because there's no internet. You can't just Google everything.
So you
can bring books. But anyway, so we had two out of the top three.
Yeah.
That was Southeastern. So I was very proud of the team that I did not coach very well.
So where exactly? You said it was in Hattiesburg?
Hattiesburg is in Mississippi.
Was there at least anything like Mountain Dew or anything there? Or?
Yeah. So they had Mountain Dew. Ooh, of course, sweet. They had Mountain Dew. They had pizza. Pizza, Mountain
Dew.
Okay. The prizes were pretty. They were swanky prizes. I'm not gonna lie. It was like a quadricopter.
Here's a slinky.
Wii U. They had a Wii U. Whoa. A quadricopter. Like a 22-inch full LED color monitor.
Whoa.
We had. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like they were really expensive. Nexus 7 tablet.
Oh, I thought you were saying they weren't good.
An Apple TV. Roku HD.
Did y'all won some of those?
Yeah. In fact, one of the guys. Let's see. I think the SLU team took away like this Microsoft mouse keyboard combo, like a really nice mouse mm-hmm. keyboard combo. The Wii U, a PlayStation 3.
Who gets to keep it out of all the team members?
The team members have to decide who wants to go.
They play Rock, Paper, Scissors for, basically.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Or they make a program that plays Rock, Paper, Scissors for them.
After 4 hours, they didn't want to look at code. That was a sad thing. But let's see. I'm trying to think of what else. There was like a ton of stuff there that was really, really neat. They had like a Raspberry Pi and just a bunch of geeky things. And
yeah.
But they walked away with it. It was great. They had like a 2 terabyte hard drive, like USB hard drive.
That's really
so
cool.
It was really neat. It didn't take anything to enter. You just had to show up. You had to program. It was very, very cool. And
wow.
We're probably going to keep on doing that a little bit more.
That is really cool.
But we have a song attached to that if you'd like to play it.
Really?
Would you like to play it?
Let's go ahead and play a song.
This is Jonathan Colton with Code Monkey.
Code Monkey.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
And Experience Points, I'm Will.
I'm MG.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee.
Southeastern Zone 90.9 KSLU, I'm Will.
I'm MG, and this is Experience Points.
Yes.
That was Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton, preceded by my boring description of a coding competition.
It says, like, most people probably fell asleep and woke up with that song.
You know what? The song's way more entertaining than my stories, so
yeah.
I he's like, yeah, I'm falling asleep right now. Well, you tell us a story, Will. What did you do this weekend?
There's a pile of sleeping people over there in the corner of the room. No, I'm just kidding.
I hope no one was driving listening to the show.
Put people to sleep, caused car wrecks listening to our show.
Poor,
horrible.
Poor people. No. The big thing that I did this weekend in addition to that was I played Zelda, and I'm playing Pokemon.
That's the big thing you
That's
did?
That's the big thing. I'm a geek.
I was like, man, your weekend was like...
I mean, I did work some. I've been building the website for like an MMA apparel
really?
Shop. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's if you want to check it out, it's viciousevolutions.com.
Oh, that's cool, man.
It's like evolutions, but evolutions.
Yeah.
I'm not really into MMA, but I have some family that train.
Yeah.
They don't ever want to fight, but they train.
They train to be cool.
On that topic, though, I've played some of the MMA and like WWE like wrestling games. They're good, and then they're bad.
Yeah, but I'd say there's like... I was hanging out with some of my friends the other day, and they were like, we're all playing Halo and then like Battlefield 3, and then they're like, hey, let's play this MMA game. And I was like, why do we want to play an MMA game?
Yeah, if
like,
I want to hit someone, I just hit someone.
We're not here with a LAN at a LAN party for this. And like that was like the only MMA game, too. Like they had two of them, but like they were two different, completely different MMA games. And they're like, yeah, some of these are bad, and some of these are good. And they're playing as this guy named Anderson Silva, which is like, apparently the best guy on the planet at fighting forever or something like that. And
yeah, for right now, yeah.
And like they're playing as him, and they're like, yeah, like this is a fun game and everything. Like, look at this. And I was like, this is not like fun. Like, I don't know. I just didn't.
It's funny you should mention LAN party because every year Southeastern has, the ACM, has something called Slugo. It is this year, again, every semester. I'm sorry, every semester. It's I think it's March 15th and March 16th, so it's like over a 12-hour event. It's like a 14-hour event on 15th and 16th of March.
It's a really cool
map. It's coming off. Yeah, we're doing, I think... What are we doing? We're doing League of Legends, Super Smash Brothers,
League of Legends,
Halo, probably Halo 4 or
cool.
whatever. Whatever we have the most copies of.
I think it's funny, it just says Halo.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2, the And yeah, so we're gonna be doing a lot more stuff, and that's at that's in Fayard Hall on Southeastern's campus.
Marvel versus Capcom and some other stuff too.
Yeah, I talked to the ACM president, and he's the guy that won the Wii U, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So I talked to him, and I was like, "You're gonna have the Wii U there?" And he's like, "I don't know if anyone's gonna drop the game gear or whatever. I don't know if I wanted to drop the big controller." So he may not bring that, but I talked to him about what we're playing this year. And he, or with this semester, and he was like, yeah, we just kind of want to find a nice, easy medium, so we're going to add more to that list. So there may be Marvel versus Capcom, there may be like Twisted Metal.
So there'll be a lot more games this semester?
Will be a lot more games. Slugo's this thing, it's a LAN party that you bring your computer to, or you just show up and we'll have consoles available for the people that don't know. It's a really cool environment, and the problem is you don't want to have overload. You don't want to have too much going on that you're spread thin with people working the door, people working the event, or people that are showing up. So you don't want to have too much. But we're gonna have a lot. I know I'll probably be doing the DJ work there.
It's always fun. I like going there.
Yeah, we might. You know what? We might do we might move the show and we might record live at Slugo.
Oh, dude!
I'll have to talk to him about it. But look forward to that.
Is it a Wednesday or something?
It's a Saturday. Okay, it's right after drop date. So if you drop all your classes, that's all right. Chill at Slugo. It's fine.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday. It's gonna be really, really, really cool. But,
I always like the fact that it's right after drop date because it's like, man, I'm really depressed. I had to drop that class. Like, what are my parents going to say? Well, before I tell them, I'm going to go play 24 hours of games.
It'll be amazing. Yeah, it's a really good it's a fundraiser. So it's like probably $5 at the door.
It's really cool.
And it's going to be really cool.
They have drinks, monsters and stuff. Not monsters. They have energy drinks, like some off-brand energy drink that's really good usually, and they have popcorn and stuff. So
I also this weekend at some point, I want to say it was either Friday or it may have been Sunday. Yesterday, I'm sorry, not yesterday, a few days ago, I was trying to play God of War.
Yeah.
God of War 1. And it's the HD version. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I got that as a gift, and I was trying to. It's the HD. It's like 720p version.
It's HD.
Using HDMI, not the AV on my PS3.
AV cable.
And I'm trying to play it, and it like froze. I got right to the part, like I started the game from scratch, and it's like Kratos, blah blah blah. I'm on a ship, and you kill the dudes on the top, and you go below deck, and you take like three steps to the left, and then the screen like froze on me. And I was like, huh, maybe the PS3 was hot, though it's never froze on me before.
Yeah,
maybe
weird.
I'm about to be yellow ringing and I'm gonna be angry. But whatever. I started looking up things online about God of War and if it freezes or whatever. Anyway, you know how that works. You start with a goal in mind, and then you start going to YouTube and you watch everything under the sun.
Yeah.
I didn't see, during the Super Bowl, I did not see the new God of War Ascension trailer.
Really?
That was the one with, it's got Ellie Goulding. We're going to play a track from her in a minute. But it's
awesome
God of War Ascension, and the tagline is, before he was a god, he was a man.
Mm-hmm.
And Kratos becomes an Olympian god or a Greek god.
Yeah.
But before that, this tells the story of how he's pretty much Gerard Butler from 300, and then bad stuff happens, XYZ, and now all of a sudden God of War 1.
Yeah.
So I didn't find out why it was skipping. I didn't find out why it had frozen or it froze on me. But I did watch that trailer, and we do have that track. We're going to play it in a minute. But have you played any of the God of Wars?
The thing is, I never got to play them, but I always heard so many good things about them. So one day I had a friend that's played all of them, and I was like, so what's so good about these games? He's like, dude, the storyline. And I was like, what? Yeah. So he showed me like all like the intro trailers, and then he told me like the whole storyline basically. And I was like, wow, that's an awesome storyline.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Really,
it's
cool
hard.
Storyline.
I feel that it's hard to net games together, especially games that's like, okay, God of War 1, God of War 2, God of War 3, and then we have two or three mobile versions of God of War. And I feel it's really hard to kind of pull that together and keep all of the especially with the main story, because Assassin's Creed does it.
Yeah.
But Assassin's Creed has generations and decades and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty easy for them to do it, because then they can just make up something that happened like in between, basically. And
right. Yeah. They don't necessarily. They don't have a by the book method.
Yeah,
they don't have to worry about
which is what also is cool about
continuity.
Yeah, continuity, that's also really cool about Assassin's Creed though too, because you can be like, hey, when I want to say Assassin's Creed 2, I mean Assassin's Creed as well. But I mean, that's what's cool about it though, because it's like, how are they what's gonna happen next? Like, I have no idea what's gonna happen next, and then I know where you're like, oh, okay, now it's 1,000 years more into the future or whatever, right. And it's like, oh, this is really cool. And
now, you know, it doesn't need to make sense.
Yeah.
They'll tie it in with, like, a flashback
like,
or whatever.
Like, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense from, like, a flashback or
but
something.
But, like, God of War,
cool.
That's within, like, a dude's lifetime. Granted, mm-hmm. He's a special dude, but,
yeah.
You know, it's really cool, and this track is pretty cool. This is, we're going to go ahead and play it now. It's Hanging On. This is the Living Phantoms mix.
Yeah.
By Ellie Goulding. She's pretty cute, I'm not going to lie.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Everything. Dating Skrillex?
Yeah, she's dating Skrillex. Yeah, which is kind of cool. She's British, but we're not going to hold that against her.
It's actually kind of cool. I mean,
she's got that voice, man. It's like a raspy voice.
She has a good techno, goes along with electronic music voice.
She only sings in 144 BPM. It's a little crazy. Anyway, this is the Hanging On Living Phantoms. It's actually a cover. I don't know who made it first, but she definitely made it better. I didn't have to hear the other one. By Ellie Goulding.
Awesome.
This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Will. And this is Southeastern Zone 90.9 KSLU.
Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. Is it wrong for me to say, like, I want to have her baby? Is it wrong? That was Ellie Goulding.
Dude, Ellie Goulding,
with Hanging
man.
On by Living Phantoms mix. She is, man, she's, oh, she can sing. Oh, she's so good.
She sings really well.
She looks really well. She sings really good.
I can't English.
We can't English very well.
Anyways, this is Experience
Points. He's Will, and I'm MG.
Yeah, I'm Will, and he's MG.
See, this is what happens. Whenever you spend too much time on the computer, especially listening to Ellie Goulding, you forget about other things. All you want to do is listen to Ellie Goulding or Goulding. Yeah. So, Will, did you watch the Oscars the other day?
No.
Really? Mm. I didn't either. Next topic. We're, sorry. Okay, so no, there was a point to all that. It was totally random, though. So, you know, the Oscars is cool for film. That's, like, the big thing. I think Argo, like, won everything, and Skyfall.
This Oscars that were, like...
Yeah, just that it just happened.
No.
Yeah, Argo...
Les Mis didn't win anything?
I don't know.
No.
Again, like, I caught it after the fact, because Argo... Ben Affleck with a big beard.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, like, cried and said he'd never be up there since past Good Will Hunting or whatever. Anyway, so that's cool and everything. But, you know, geeks care about E3. They care about CES. They care about the Tokyo Game Show. They care about a lot of things. They care about, like,
Twitch TV.
Twitch TV.
Dude, Twitch
they care
TV.
About YouTube.
And yes.
we're taking this opportunity. Will had a fantastic idea. Go ahead, Will. You can tell me the idea.
Well, our idea was, hey, let's play some awesome, like, favorites from YouTube that everyone will recognize, basically. And because it was kind of in, like, I talk about Gundam Style for a second because, like, it's at, like, a billion, 300 billion, trillion, million views or whatever on YouTube. And it's, like, probably never, ever going to be reached ever again. Even though, I mean, I guess... No one ever thought anything would get that high in the first place, so I guess it is possible.
We need to teach a cat how to swim and play an instrument at the same time.
Dude.
Or we have to be able to have cats fight each other
like
ninjas.
You have to have Psy in the video also, because apparently if he's in the video...
What if we just had cats do the Gangnam Style?
What?
I know, right?
Yes.
Because that's the thing, Gangnam Style and cats.
Views. Gangnam Style, dude, cats are like the thing of the internet too, so it's like Gangnam Style plus cats equals internet.
I think last week's most viewed, I just turned Australian, last week's most viewed video was the, astronaut eating a sandwich in space.
Really?
Seen it? Yeah.
I've not seen it, no.
It was like Chris somebody on the space station was like, this is how you make a sandwich in space. We use tortillas because bread has crumbs and the crumbs will float off, so tortillas are packed. And anyway, it was cool.
Have you seen the bread and milk video? That guy, he's like, gotta get the bread and milk. He's freaking out. He's like looking up in the sky,
about.
And you're like, "What is he looking up in the sky?" And then he's like, "They said snow!" And he starts like freaking out. He's like yelling, and it's like a 30-second video, but it's called like bread and milk or something like that, or eggs and milk, or it's some type of grocery list, like stereotypical grocery list items or something like that.
It should be noted that this is a limited list right now because some of the funny things on YouTube we didn't have time to really like get together, and show.
These are things that like. Everyone will be like, oh, that's a classic from YouTube. Yeah.
And then there's some that you may not
recognize,
know, so.
But if you don't recognize, then you should definitely, like, you should find out because they're awesome.
We're gonna start with a really good one, and then I guess we'll name them off. So we're going to start with, this is one Will wanted for a while, and we were finally able to get it. Go ahead, Will.
I'd rather eat Rand it.
By Julian Smith.
So happy.
Julian Smith does this, there's this other video that he does. It's called Red Eye Flashes Twice. And he plays like a semi-autistic guy in the video, and autism's nothing to joke about, but the guy, it's like, red eye flashes twice, because people like, you take someone's picture, and it flashes, and it flashes again. Like, good cameras do that because it flashes the red eye out because it adjusts your pupils the right way. But, like, what happens is it flashes, and then people move, and then that second flash is the actual picture. So you get him moving in the picture, and he's like, red eye flashes twice. And he, like, he tries to tell you, like, stop being dumb. Just,
and he keeps saying
just be nice. Red eye flashes twice. So look that one up. But we're going to play I'd Rather Eat Randy after that. That's by Julian Smith. After that, we're going to play Throwing Fire by Ronald Jenkins.
Yes, classic.
And then we're going to have a back-to-back of
Shmo Yoho,
that's the Ben Truder
song, yeah.
And then Double Rainbow. And then to end it, we're going to play, it's a Weeble mix it's a Weeble mix of Get On My Horse by Nerdfolia.
Look at my horse.
And it's amazing. It's pretty crazy. So we're going to go ahead and play that. This has been Experience Points. We've had a lot of really cool fun. If we have any time at the end, we'll go ahead and play another random song.
Yeah.
But until then, until next week, I'm MG.
And I am Will, and this has been Experience Points and a lot of fun on Southeastern Zone 90.9 KSLU.